Hey guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Lucinda Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between. I'm going to open this window just to get some circulation.
Somebody's sick.
I wonder who.
And I've been with that person for 10 minutes.
Guys, if you could like have a embodiment of dramatic, yeah? This girl was it. Because...
I do take that title, but I don't think today I've been dramatic.
Guys... She came in my car. I don't think we're in it for 45 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, yeah.
No, like 10.
And we go to Tesco.
It was like 10.
And then this girl starts coughing. Just because I'm like recovering. Keep in mind, I'm no longer contagious at this point. She's there like, they're like.
Yeah, because I.
Placebo.
My throat is tickly because you're sick.
It's tickly because you want yourself to be sick because I'm sick. It's like when you're younger and someone tells them, oh, I hurt myself, I'm sick. She's the one who start crying or be like, oh my gosh, I hurt because you want...
I can't afford to be sick.
I know you can't afford to be sick, but maybe you're trying to fulfill that prophecy of you being sick.
God forbid.
But guys, when I tell you I was suffering these past few days, bro.
Cue the dramatic.
No, guys. When I tell you, when I stood up, my body said sit down. And I sat like, no. Like, guys, I was... And the thing is, I'm the type of person, I'm...
Yeah, you actually thug things out.
Yeah, so. Like, I was very much a, like... And I was meant to go to a service with none other than Missy Sister Joey.
But yesterday. The enemy really tried... Don't worry. Yeah. When you're meant to come to church, you'll be there.
I was literally like... I was thinking, oh, can I do it? But I was like seeing myself being there, but just physically, like, because like, when I talked, it hurt and my throat was so sore. And I was like, I don't want to think I'm anti, because I'm not anti like that. Yeah. I'm very shy, but I'm not anti. I'm not shy anymore.
Amen.
But yeah, so I'm on the recovery road and my good sis has an event she has to attend to at the end of this week. So she's a bit paranoid that I'm going to make her sick. I don't think I'm going to make her sick. I've got the window open so there's circulation. She hasn't got hers open. I'm not sure about what she's doing, but yeah. So I haven't really got much of a week update. I've literally like fallen ill, suffered, and like now we're here. So
how have
you been? How's your week been?
I feel like last week was, as it always is, a blur. But I do remember the weekend. On Saturday, I saw my friend who I hadn't seen for about 7 years. We've kept in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Shantae. I used to work with her and Kurt Geiger.
I think you used to work there for like 5 seconds.
Really?
I think so.
Which one?
Maybe it was that French connection, I don't know.
Damn. Yes, we hadn't seen each other for 7 years. We've kept in contact via social media, but that's not like...
The same as
the
being
same,
in person.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was nice to see her. We went to Drunch, a restaurant located in West London.
Is it brunch foods that they
say? Yeah, brunch food.
And it drinks too?
Mocktails, because it's a halal restaurant.
Oh, I was thinking, is that why they call it Drunch? So it's like drink and brunch.
That'd be a good play on the word, but nah, not really. Yeah, so we went to one in Oxford Circus.
Was she the one who took them pictures of you?
Yeah.
She's made as well.
Thank you. Yeah. She's actually made... I know, like, I've said I wanted a camera. I wanted
Chop
a
them
camera.
Up.
I know, yeah, I said I wanted a camera, but she made me really want a camera. I feel like the moment I do, everyone's going to hate me.
I know, we're going to love it.
I'm so
love
to see you. Oh, thank you.
Acting brand new, like I'm not up in the comments, like, yeah, like, come on now.
And then after that, we went on a little stroll, like, we're just talking about life, catching up, really. Mm. And yeah, I enjoyed myself, she enjoyed herself as well, and we plan to meet up again soon. Mm. So it was really wholesome, and then I didn't anticipate coming home late, so I got home at like 9.
Mm.
Yeah, I think 9 something. And yeah, basically that's the day done.
That's actually a decent time, to be fair, because I feel like that's how you know when it's like not getting older but somewhat, because like way back when it would be like midnight.
Yeah, what's the motive?
Speaking of old friends though, I actually did get back in contact with a friend that I had from 7 years ago.
Oh really?
Yeah, we were messaging on Instagram. She was actually the one I mentioned. Literally, I'm suffering to talk because I keep having the sensation to cough. It's crazy. She's the one. Do you remember when I mentioned a girl that introduced me to Timothée Chalamet because she was the one that liked him. It was her.
You guys should remember as well.
Yeah, you guys, because it was an episode we've been watching. But yeah, she was the one who introduced me to him. And because like that conversation came up, it made me think about her. So I messaged her. I was like,
oh, really?
And we've just been talking back and forth, and it's actually been really nice.
Aww. So, where did you message her on? Snapchat or Instagram?
Instagram, I don't use Snapchat.
Yeah. I actually want to delete that app by the end of this week.
The only time I have it on my phone, because sometimes I did go on it for a second to hear the whole Austin McBroom Ace Family. I used to watch Ace Family. That was just, I had to.
Yeah, when you were telling me about that, I was really like surprised that she is into that stuff.
I'm not surprised, because the type of, she'd always be like, you know, like the energy and like the universe, and it's like, you know, quantum leaping and like. I low-key think quantum leaping is the real thing.
What is quantum leaping? Is it scientific or spiritual?
I think it's a bit of both, because quantum physics, and that's all like theoretical. Yeah, quantum, I think it's a bit of both, but quantum leaping, I don't think it's like proven, but it's the idea that, you know how, you know, like there's so many different realities that exist for us.
Yeah.
And it's like they're all parallel to each other. Quantum leaping is going from one reality to the next, not to say that you're literally, you know, moving to another like universe, whatever, but it's like my understanding anyway is that there's a reality of you that's like a billionaire or whatever, do you know what I mean? Mm. But if you quantum leap to that reality, it's like, I guess you're still you, but that is your reality, that you are a billionaire. But you have to do like the internal work and like vibrate and like exist at a frequency and live a life where it's like you show up as that person in order for the universal higher power, God, whatever, to put those stuff in place for you, for that to be your reality. So
I do hear that, but in all, to be really honest, that does come from Christianity, because the
like that's the lens to look at it from. There's multiple lens,
yeah, but
because I feel like people who are agnostic would think it's a high, they agree that there's a God, but they may not look at it from the Christianity lens, but from your perspective.
There are different existing realms to the one that we're living in right now. And one time I was at service, and the like founder, I believe, the head of the church, like he's located in Ghana, he came down and he preached at our church one day. Well, it was a midweek service he preached, and he was talking about how he was explaining the different realms and stuff, and he really showed us a diagram of where in this physical realm, and God is here, but he's like a couple realms following, or like not above. Back but like above or within this realm, etc. And obviously to get into the realm where the Lord is, where God is, you need to like be very spiritual and think spiritually and be like starve your flesh, basically. So I feel like quantum leaping could be you're saying it's a different version of yourself, different reality of yourself that you need to like internally do the work to get to.
It's kind of like when you pray, essentially. I feel like if you look at it from, well, my understanding, if I were to look at it from a Christian perspective, it's like when you pray for something, like how you say prayer without work is, what'd you say,
faith without works is dead.
Yeah, exactly. So if you pray for a life, or you pray for a reality for yourself,
but
you don't do the work,
yeah,
then you can't allow those things to fall into place. I feel like it's that perspective from, but if you look at it from Christianity, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Like, cool, the idea of quantum leaping, but you can't essentially quantum leap or get what you want if you're not doing the work or showing up as that version, like what you would imagine that version of yourself would be doing.
Yeah, I definitely hear that. I was gonna say though, I feel like the Lord does work from a space where He's created us as beings, spiritual beings, and He sees us how He created us. So He sees us how He would like us to be, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the Bible, occasionally He would address the person He's speaking to by how He sees them in the spirit. So let's say, for example, there's Gideon. Do you know Gideon in the Bible?
I've heard of the name, but I don't know the story.
So Gideon was basically, I think he was a man. Yeah, he was not. I think he was a man, but I don't know if he was a boy or like a man. Mm. So yeah, I believe he was a man, a young man, and he didn't think highly of himself. Like, he thought he was a weak person. He thought that he was incapable of like being a warrior. Or I think he had brothers. I'm not too sure. Anyways, he was used to deliver Israel from their captivity. I think it was like one neighboring like town. Basically, yeah, so he was used by the Lord to deliver Israel from captivity. He was approached by the angel of the Lord, mm-hmm. and he was addressed as mighty warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the Lord saw him, as a mighty warrior, mm-hmm. but in a different realm, like in a reality that isn't like, that wasn't existing then, but it does exist in a different realm, if that makes sense.
So he called on him to be something that he didn't realize he was.
Yes, because that person, let's say you being a billionaire, it does exist, but you're not there, or you don't feel like you're able to.
I want to be a billionaire, but I'm a millionaire at most, but
why?
A lot of like ethical stuff. To be a billionaire, that means someone's really suffering on the other end for you to.
Oh really?
Like people in third world countries are really in factories doing something like this.
Yeah.
Millionaire, I feel like there's a, you know, but billionaire, there needs to be some. Yeah, they want to play with that fire.
The Lord sees us how he made us, sees us how with like our purpose, our calling, etc. But because we may not be there yet, the work needs to be done to get there.
So 100%. I think
it's the same.
100%, I entirely agree. Guys, I know I shouldn't be drinking this, but I need energy. If I don't, I'll fall asleep, and we need to fill mind your business. But
so is it chewing gum or is it sweet?
It's a sweet. Guys, we got some bits. We got some like bits here that we're gonna try. I don't know if we're gonna try all of them in camera. Like, I still wanna try them because it's like,
it's confusing. Is it chewing gum?
No, it will turn into sweet because it starts to the elasticity of it loses it. But
it's confusing.
I don't feel like all your listeners would enjoy us crunching and like trying.
The rest have just told me, well, not just told me, but you basically said, yeah, that you allow me to say the wrong thing.
Oh yeah, basically, like sometimes when you say, like, I feel like that's with everyone because I know what you're trying to say, well, I get what you're saying, but if you say it, like, if you keep saying the word to you, like, enough times within like a conversation that we're having, I will correct you eventually. Like, if she hits that three time mark, four time mark, I'm like, Sintar, it's actually said that. But
why,
if you said one,
correct me initially?
Because if you're on the flow of a story and then someone says, oh no, it kind of like throws you off your thingy.
Have you done that before though?
That's probably because if you said it so crazily, I would have been like, yeah, now this one needs to be cut in from now. There's no chance that I can let her go. But it's not like, if it's something like, for example, I choose the name of something. Typically, if it's the name of something, I'll let you say it. But if it's like the actual thing, like a verb or an adjective or something, I'll correct you the first time. Can't have my good sis out here sounding any type of way, you know? Also, English is your second language, so you have to let it be in it.
Amen.
How was the rest of your week? Guys, I'm so hungry. This is so bad. I'm sorry to all the audio.
When I said earlier, have you eaten? Yeah, that could have been an opportunity for us to get food.
But the thing is, my stomach didn't start grumbling until we got back in the car we came back from Tesco's. My stomach wasn't grumbling before.
I was looking at a picture of myself the other day and I was thinking, like, why do we pout when we pose? Like, why is that a pose?
I do it because it helps define my cheeks.
But like doing this.
Wait, this is.
People actually hit me to this. I.e. me.
Me, I do it to you. I've been doing it from even the Retriever days.
Yeah.
From them. So.
Do you remember this? It was it. Yeah.
That used to be my profile picture on MSN. Get to know.
Yeah, so I was at church yesterday.
Mm-mm.
And Bishop was basically talking about how, as believers, there's so much talk that we can do, but if you're not putting in the action, then it doesn't really like demonstrate your faith. And yeah, he was just basically saying faith is not lazy.
Amen.
You can't be like praying for something and you're not doing anything to
back it.
Yeah. So yeah, that was it. And then I went home quite early. Then my mum and I went on a walk to get fish and chips. Well, I got a bite of sausage.
Oh my gosh, fish and chips is always like
the vibe.
The chips from the fish and chip shop.
Salt and vinegar.
Remove the vinegar. Oh,
yeah, you got PTSD from an over.
But even still, like, I've tried to. But it's so tight. Like, it's so in the back of your throat.
That's what makes it nice with mayo on top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just put salt on that, give it a cheese shit. If you want some ketchup, put it on the side.
Nah, see, that's so vanilla.
And just, oh my gosh. You know the fish and chip shop right by my house?
Okay, yeah, let's try it tomorrow.
It's actually...
No, I'm excited for this. I'm actually going to pack my bag tonight. So tomorrow, I'll just say goodbye to my mum and Moses. And then
oh, this is so cute.
I come back Wednesday after the hair. Now, I'm going to see if I can push the hair appointment to 12.
Push it as far back as you can because I want to spend as much time in my closet. Oh my gosh, do you want to come to the gym with me as well? Come with me, please. Come. Please come. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize your hand was. I was like, since something's wrong. I'm thinking, why is it moving like that? Like, I thought there was a child in there. That was so scary.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, what's going on there? But, yeah, because I have a free guest pass. Oh, that would be so much fun.
You know what? Sod it. What time is this?
We could either go, do you know what we could do? We could go, when we go up there on Tuesday evening, afternoon, whatever, go to the gym, after the gym, then we can go pick up some fish and chips and it would be like very much so well deserved.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Sounds good. That's a plan.
Excitement.
But yeah, that's it really. Mm. Obviously, I went to church midweek and I went to an all night on Friday. That's it. That's really what I do.
Mm.
I like awesome. My routine at the moment.
I like that for you. Sorry, my voice is so weird. But yeah, I already told you guys I was ill most of this week, so.
Let's get you getting better.
Yeah, you're on the up and up.
Amen. Did you see the clip there? Adiodo Patron said that the most she's made from a brand deal was 60,000.
60?
Mm-hmm. So if you got, what do you do when you get 60,000? Like it's full lump sum. Not gonna lie, imagine seeing that come into your account like 60,000.
I'm like, if that just happened on like a random day, but I knew it was for me, like it was like an accidental thing, I'd let it sit in my account for like a day or two, so like, oh my gosh, couldn't wear off, and I don't do anything silly, and then I don't know, like I don't know how to invest it well. Half invest and then half of the money that's remained, half that again, half I'd like treat myself, and the other half I'd save. So what about you?
The other half I'll save.
What'd you do?
The 60,000 coming to my account is not like
brand new or like, yeah, unfamiliar.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at that point I would have got used to having like lump sums coming into my account. But what I'd like for me to do could be, of course, like add to my investments.
But no, don't think of it. I'm thinking like if you knew the money was coming in.
Like now.
Yeah, like if you at this point in your life, you knew the money was coming in. It wasn't like you won something, like you knew the money was coming in, but like it's like you're not used to such amount, would you do?
So I think I would, yeah, so speak to a financial advisor. That's what I'd do. And I'd like to tell them that my goal is to start an investments account. I would then probably use that to start a business venture.
Okay.
That I won't elaborate on because I don't want anyone to steal my idea. I would also save, and I would also treat myself and my family. And yeah, I wouldn't leave work though, because it's just,
yeah, I wouldn't leave work either. Like it's like if you became TikTok famous and the first day you went viral, you just quit your job.
Like that's crazy. Like obviously this 60,000 landing into my account, it needs to like maintain before I leave work,
sets pace for how it's meant to be,
exactly, and go from there. But definitely like first things first, I would definitely give an offering to church or tithe to God. That's first things first, that I would be like very grateful, like, oh my gosh, the Lord's, you know, blessed me. Yeah.
10%. Amen. Very smart with a financial advisor. I feel that's very true, like getting an accountant and financial advisor. Accountant heavy on that, because especially if you're your own boss, to get caught up in all these tax stuff and then owing the tax bad money because you didn't do it right.
Long. Not something I'm
not my
about
portion, long. So I hear it. Should we get on to the questions?
At this juncture, I would like to say, please do not forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Because, you know, it does wonders for us.
It does.
Okay, so these questions have a theme called the versions of you, right? And my first question for you guys and for you, Sinta Joey, is which version of yourself do you miss the most and which are you glad is gone?
Which version do I miss the most? I'm going to say 21-year-old Jacinta.
Is there a reason for that or is it just...
No, I want to say uni Jacinta, yeah. I think uni Jacinta was a very hard worker, doing a course that required placement, non-switchable hours, etc., and still working alongside that and doing uni work and like
grinding,
like, but I don't know where the money went.
Enjoyment.
So, yeah, enjoyment, but
minister of enjoyment.
I feel like if I knew what I knew back then, it would have been very different. Because I feel like I wouldn't say I become like lazy, but I'm not as like
on yourself about things.
Yeah, or hardworking as I was when I was 19, 20, 21. So that's the Jacinta that I miss. And I also feel like she was very liberated in a way. Like, I think I was just very like carefree and kind of like
took life for what it was at face value. Yeah, for it.
I kind of think that was my prime.
I still feel like
you are
now though.
Oh, thanks. I think I'm more a bit more like cautious though.
I feel like that comes of age as well, naturally, though. Because you're not as, like, less... You don't have as little... Actually, obviously, you had a lot of responsibilities then, but I feel like as you get older, even if you don't have the same number of responsibilities, just life itself is just, like, a constant... Like, yeah. Now being 24, like, both of us 24, it's very much so, like, OMG, like, we're actually, like, adults.
Mid-age.
It's different to when you're, like, 19, 20, 21. Yeah. It's a different perspective and look on life. You still very much so feel like a child,
yeah,
but
yeah,
you have the freedom of an adult,
yeah, but I wasn't thinking like forever long. I was just thinking about now. And yeah, but that's not the question. What I've changed,
which one are you glad is gone?
Which one am I glad is gone?
Like, which version of herself, what version of you are you glad is gone?
I think you already know the answer
now that you said that. I know which part of you is gone. Do you want to share that? No,
wait, let's see what you think.
I think you're going to say the version, like, the one that was there right before you gave your life to Christ.
Mm.
That's what I thought you were going to say, because the, like, emotional turmoil that you were dealing with was coming out a lot. I didn't see this aspect of her, but in other parts of your life, it was showing up a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you're glad that part of you's gone. Not to say other aspects of you. Not holistically, that whole version. I think that part of that version of you.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Oh, wow, I love that answer. I'm actually going to change my answer and I agree to that.
No, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say when I was, like, younger and stupidly shy.
Oh, no, I feel like... I understand, but it's like, I feel like that was just, like, stepping stones. Like, you know, development and growing up and... Oh, guys, you know yourself better. Don't listen to me, mate.
But no, I honestly, you're so right. I even forget that version of me existed.
The thing is, I didn't, it's just because the way you spoke to me about it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But I never experienced that version of you. I don't think any of the cousins, well, maybe some, like the boys.
I think you guys would have been scared.
What?
You would have been scared.
No, but I feel like all of us would have G-checked you because it's different. Respectfully. Like when you were friends, obviously best friends and stuff, maybe they can, but as family, we all respectfully would have said, hey. Kakana. You said kakana mo. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. It's only when I look back at memories at that period of my life, I'm like, oh my gosh, you was a very angry person.
But now, you've done the introspective work. And you
thank
know,
the Lord.
Amen. Look at God.
Always. What about you?
What was the first one? What version of myself do I miss the most? You know, when I like got these questions earlier, I thought of my primary school self.
Why?
But like exclusively like year 5 and year 6. So like from the ages of like 10.
And you was just like
to 11.
Rebel.
Yeah, like, I feel like that was like epitome of me as a carefree person.
Yeah.
Like, I was so... Or, like, maybe it was in, like, key stage one or two. I don't know. Key stage one. I was so carefree. Like, nobody... Like, obviously, I could have got told off, cried a bit, you know, here and there. No, yeah. Standard. But the carefree and lack of other people... Like, I remember one time, which was actually crazy. I feel like it didn't really shift too tough at that point, but it was, like... I lived in a reality where it's like I never thought anyone would ever speak bad about me, like, aww, ever. Like, and then I nearly got into an argument with someone or whatever, like, I don't know what it was, like a friend or something, like I don't know if they said, oh, do you not think that people talk bad about you or something along those lines. And in that moment I was just like, oh wait, like, people probably do, like, speak bad about me. But, like, in that moment, I was just still like, nah, brush it. Like, not me. But it was just very much so an existence where it was, like, life, like, other people's opinions, I did not care, like, genuinely. And I feel like that's, like, an amazing way to live life.
Yeah.
And I know there's, obviously, there's some people to this day, as grown as they are, they still live so authentically to that and just live life where they actually do not give a heck what other people think. And... you know, working to get back to that level of just...
What was the shift?
And I think it's developed anxiety. And then the rest is history. Yeah, tough times.
What a joy sucker.
Honestly, like, is it she a before anxiety and then after? But, sorry if I sound breathless, like, my nose goes blocked all of a sudden and I'm just like... And which version of me am I glad is gone? I feel like I'm currently, like, in the process and works of getting rid of this version of myself. But, like I told you guys last time, being selective and really engaging in discipline, like, acts of discipline. I feel like the version of myself where... I don't think... Like, I wouldn't victimise myself, but... I feel like, what's that word? I remember learning about it in psychology, where it's like, there are two types of people. People who think of the world, like, and how, it, like, the world is constantly affecting them and everything that happens because of the world, like, effect on them.
Oh.
Versus people who live life as, like, I have an effect on the world. And it's sort of like that saying, like, life... I think, like, you know, saying I don't remember actor's name, but I'm thinking of Timothy Chalamet. I can't remember the quote exactly, but he said something like, he heard a quote somewhere where it's like, life doesn't happen to you, life comes from you.
You could be the master of your fate, you could be the captain of your soul, but you have to realize that life is coming from you and not at you, and that takes time.
That you happen to, like, you have your impact on life, life doesn't have its impact on you, even though stuff that happen in life can affect you, but it's like not to the point where you now can't do something that has, like, an impact. And I feel like living life in that lens where it's like I'm, like, experiencing this life and I'm, you know, I feel like looking at life from that perspective is a lot better than constantly feeling like, not constantly, but feeling like, oh, this has happened and this has happened. It's like there's no point, because at the end of the day, no one's gonna come save you, you have to save yourself. So it's a constant one, but yeah. Question. If all your past selves had a party, which, I feel like this relates to what you said before, which version would start the drama and which one would sneak out early?
Version that would sneak out early is Shy One. Or probably me, myself now.
I agree, I was gonna say that. Me, myself now, sneak out early.
The one that will start drama, definitely the angry one. One thing said wrong, long. Especially if, especially had liquor in her, long. Long day.
What a lot. The thing is, I wouldn't even sneak out. I would literally be like, okay, guys, I'm going. Like, me today, I'd actually just be like,
yeah, I'm off now.
Out, guys.
It seems like I was just going Uber app, make sure someone sees it. You coming? I mean, myself would be like, you're coming. Sorry, I'm getting old now.
But that's such a good one. Getting the, when you get, like, all the Uber be like, yeah, you can't now stop me because it says 2 minutes away. Unless you want to refund me the money, then. The version of me that would start it, probably, like, 14-year-old me. I was, like, not emo, but I was very like, what would you call, like, irritable, very irritable, like 14, 15, maybe, yeah, 14, maybe a bit of 16, not so much, but 14, 15, I was so irritable. Say one thing, yeah,
long.
There's beef. Next question. What's the weirdest hobby or phase past you ever went through, and do you secretly still love it?
I don't think I had weird hobbies or phases.
Do you not think so?
No. I don't think I did. What
about
you?
I literally just came to me and I started laughing. For me, I feel like some people can relate. Those who are listening, like, don't lie, because I know there's people out there that can relate, and I can name a few. But Wattpad.
I don't think that's weird. Everyone did Wattpad.
But it's like, what was it say? A weird thing. But it's like the type of, like, because I would read like romance or like fanfic romance, and that is so bizarre to me now. Like, why? Like, is in like, I don't even list the one. I'm not gonna list the one I was talking about. But
you're talking about After. every girl read After.
But it's like deep it. Harry, like, you'll literally think like Harry Styles. Like, that's so bizarre.
That is quite, yeah.
Like, if we were to become famous in this lifetime, right, and then you just random people like writing like
things about
crazy
you.
Stuff like that about you, and so many like adolescents just reading that.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Work.
When you put it like that, that is crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a weird. I feel like it ignited my love for reading because I am a bookworm. Like, I do love reading books.
What book are you reading currently?
I've got quite a few rolling, but I just haven't, like, I feel like I've like fallen off a bit. But I was reading The 7 Year Slip. I was reading Open Water, and this, do you know what happened? There was this trilogy, but I read the first and second so quickly, and the third didn't come out until last year, October. But my patience is I've got patience, but when I'm really into something, I really need the next thing to be there or I fall off. That's with series. I'm not a huge fan of series, but if it's there, I'm gonna watch it whole through and through. If it's like next season's coming out a year from now, ICBA.
Yeah.
But Lethal Souls by Black Author. But that one's kind of, I don't know, it's such a good story, but it's got some scary parts of it, some crazy parts of this, some bits of it. I'm just like, my brain envisions it too clearly, I scare myself, so I can't really. But yeah, but I don't think it's the weirdest. I feel like it's
I don't think that's weird at
it's
all.
It's like a, wow.
Weird is like eating pickles while you're your toes.
Oh my gosh, when I was younger, I'm not going to throw this person on the bus. I was going to say me and this other person, but I'm not going to put it out there. Tissues. Sometimes you just used to like nibble on the tissue and swallow it. You know, this is when I was like a lot younger, like a lot. Like, I'm talking like 6, 7, around that age. Chewing on the tissue and swallowing it.
Nah.
I don't know, something about it that was like,
nah.
And we went through a phase of having ketchup with everything, like ketchup and rice, like, but that was because of our Canadian cousins that got us onto that, but that stopped very quickly.
Ketchup with rice, that's not actually too bad. I've had that before.
Oh, the thought, that's disgusting, bro.
I've had that before, definitely.
But, yeah. Who are you when no one's watching, and is it who you want to be?
When no one's watching? So who am I when I'm in my room by myself?
Yeah. She got. She love her space. She don't want nobody up in there. She don't. No sleepovers. Don't wake her up. Mind your business. Stay in your lane.
I literally make myself laugh. I'm easily entertained. I make myself laugh.
What do you do to make yourself laugh? Let me. I'll laugh to you.
Like, I don't know. I could just be. You know, you just remember funny things. I could just be laughing to myself.
No, honestly.
I like to dance as well. Like, I can't dance, you already know this. I cannot dance, but when I'm by myself.
Do you know what? Like,
when I'm by myself, I dance.
You know what's actually so crazy? Like, obviously, you used to be able, like, I don't know if you still can, the waistline, like, water. I don't know if you still have that ability.
I've been like stiff.
But, like, then on the opposite end, it's like you could do that, but, like, I feel like simple movements you
can't do. Yeah, I don't know why. It's like.
But can you keep to the rhythm, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe I keep to the rhythm, but...
Can I play a song to you?
Yeah, let's go on, go on then.
Okay. For real, if this came out of a public space, that's how you dance.
Yeah.
But you keep to the beat, calm.
Yeah, it's just like the...
Yeah.
But it's like, so the movements don't... It's like they don't coexist.
Mm.
They're not happening together. It's like one... Maybe one part of my brain is trying to do something, but the other part is trying to do this, and it's not really working well together. But in my room, oh yeah, as soon as the door
you
closed,
know the way you dress in certain times, like you could think that you're a dancer, you know how stylish it is, but then when the song comes up to do that, whoa, I'd actually be startled. But as long as you keep to the beat though. We should actually go to a dance class one time with all the cousins.
Yeah, I'd love that.
A hip-hop like, pop like yeah, and my heart.
Yeah, I actually can entertain myself. I'm literally like so. And I also like to reflect on my embarrassing moments.
I do that daily, unprovoked. It's actually vicious.
How are you in your room when you're by yourself and no one's watching? Is that who you want to be?
I feel like I'm similar in the sense, like, when you said about, because literally yesterday when I was ill, but obviously in the evening, like late, this is like probably 11 or something, like I was still pretty, like, congested, but I was like seeing like scare pranks on social media, and I was laughing so hard. Obviously they were funny, but because I was like imagined if it was you. Imagine if it was my brother.
I do that.
Like I just imagined so many scenarios with different people, and the laughter, I think maybe the laughter helped heal me, I don't know, but I just love laughing, guys.
Yeah,
it's my favorite. It's literally, if I could make money from laughing,
I'd do it.
If I could just spend the rest of my life just having, but not painful, but actually a mixture of like little hee hee ha, but the type of laughter where you literally can't even, like,
yeah.
I can't breathe.
I love laughing as well. And I love banter.
Yeah, like I just love being able to laugh. So in my spare time,
it's just like right time to laugh.
I'm in the room by myself, I do that. Oh, I was telling you earlier, I listened to the flipping Reddit story.
Yeah.
That just get me the flipping. I was listening to one that was so good yesterday. It was about a girl who was like, I'm not going to say the whole thing because it's long, but.
Summarize.
A girl goes for an internship for her dad's company, but she's got her mother's maiden name as her surname. But then the other interns knew that the daughter of the guy who owns the company was going to work there. One of the other people pretended to be her.
Oh.
And that girl was really catty to the actual daughter of the thing and tried to get everyone, basically got everyone to gang up against her because everyone actually believed that she was the other girl was the actual daughter of the guy.
Wow.
But the story didn't get completed.
Oh,
you know what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
I hate when they do that.
That's annoying.
I invest my time and then it's not finished. But
yeah,
that's another thing that just makes me, I like reading, I like stories. Or... I like watching period dramas.
Period dramas?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
What do you think of that?
Period. Korean dramas?
Korean?
Sorry. Music?
That's fine.
Oh, period dramas, so like Bridgerton and stuff.
Yeah, Bridgerton, but like, as in. I guess Bridgerton because it's like a period series, but it's like, that's also not real, I guess. But it's like, stuff like Queen Victoria based I wanted to watch the one recently. It was in French though, about Prince Louis the 14th and Marie Antoinette, like their story when they got together. But like, I haven't got one. I started watching it at like 11, couldn't be asked to finish it. So I just love, you know, them type of shows. They just make me feel like, I don't know what it is. I watched Victoria, the series, actually, as well. It just made me feel like... I don't know, maybe it's because I think, oh, back when British people had, like, culture and, like, they retire and stuff, it just seemed a bit more...
It gives you some sort of joy.
Yeah, but back then I wouldn't have survived. So, I'm not wishing I lived
our family had money, then we would have.
But we would still be looked at as, like...
Oh, for sure.
Now we're going to go into a section called TFE, which stands for...
It's a summary of... our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the week just gone.
So, Sintang, what's your TP?
Can
I say mine? I've got mine. My TP, I think.
Oh, you actually wrote yours down?
I didn't write it down.
Oh,
I saw it on Pinterest, so I screenshotted it. The word eremission, and it means the act of gradually fading from the lives of others, not out of malice, but a desire for solitude or renewal. And I feel like in this phase of life, or at this age, not even probably earlier on, not even this age, a lot of the times you fade out of people's lives, or you're no longer a part of people's lives, or people aren't as much a part of your life as they once were. And that's not because there was beef or because there was something that went wrong, but like a genuine sort of shift in life and how I guess your paths no longer cross over. It's not even because, you know, just I guess your paths don't have to cross over to be in people's lives. Just sometimes it's like you just have to show up for the relationship. But also in saying that, the relationship that you had with that person may no longer serve you. Like the quality or the
Eremission.
The substance of that sounds relationship like a, is no longer. I feel like it's in the sense of, in the same way things, something like eremission could be happening, like how we mentioned about the friends that we both have separate from each other, haven't spoken to them in such a long time. There was a period of, I guess, eremission, but now there's just sort of come back into our lives. It's like
reconciliation.
If it's a thing where like they're meant to come back or they revisit that, like your life, then let it be. But in the same way, sometimes relationships just organically just fade away, and that's okay. But yeah, that's mine.
That was really deep.
What about you?
I'm just gonna say this is really because of Saturday. Like on Saturday, okay, what's the team I'm on? But I'm aware that I dress nice. I know that, I understand, I do.
I hate that, I feel like an MP. I'm aware of that, I understand, I do.
But on Saturday, there was just a different type of like
finesse.
Yeah, like added onto my outfit. And genuinely, like, when people ask me, oh, how did you come up with this outfit? I'm like, it's literally not me, it's like the Holy Spirit. Because I asked the Holy Spirit, what am I wearing today? Or,
but you've also just always been, even before your journey with Christ, you've always been good at dressing.
True, but I feel like it's been added on. Like, I was literally going through my wardrobe, and I was like, what am I wearing? And I, no word of lie, I saw...
You in, like, a fit.
I saw myself in the outfit that I wore. And I was like, I never thought to pair these together, I'm going to do it. So I wore it, and I felt like such a, like, a...
Fine babe.
Yeah, I did. Like, I felt like a higher... version of myself, although I'm still in this reality.
Like, but you're showing up as that version
as
of yourself.
Exactly.
Answered prayer.
Thank you, amen. Yeah, so going to the brunch and like seeing my girl, we're talking, jesting, etc. And I just felt like, even though it was a weekend, I don't know, it just felt like this could be my life every single day, like dressing nice, taking pictures, going for brunch, shopping, and coming back home.
Amen.
And amen, yeah, exactly. But we both had our cameras out. I was vlogging, she was taking pictures, and I was like, this is something I enjoy doing, so why don't I just do it?
Yeah.
So
I guess it requires discipline, showing up.
Showing up, removing the paralyzed analysis, basically, like what. Yeah, it's a Christian. I think it's a Christian saying, like Christian news thing, like analysis paralysis. Like
when I've heard of analysis paralysis, a paralyzed analysis.
Removing the
analysis paralysis, I've heard of. Yeah.
I'm basically saying removing like the paralysis of the things I analyze. Removing like
the overwhelming, like being overwhelmed to the point where you just can't do it at all.
Or you won't do it. Mm. Yeah. So I think like in vlogging and dressing up and taking pictures, etc. I always think like, oh, but like, would anyone watch this, or do I look that
bad
nice?
If anyone and just do it.
It's exactly like how I felt on Saturday. I was like, I like how I feel, and why not keep doing that? So on Sunday, which was the next day, I again vlogged my outfit, vlogged the day, and I was like, no, I'm gonna try dress up more, not just like wear regular outfits, but like, I'm gonna put the effort into my outfits and like talk about it and explain why. Because on Sunday again, like, I got a lot of compliments, and they were like, how did you think of this? I'm just like, genuinely,
just that source in it, that Holy Spirit source.
Amen, not me. So I think I don't really have a word for it. I guess showing up as your
embody your dreams.
Yeah, embody your dreams.
Or dreams personified. Period.
Dreams personified. I guess so, but that's not something I would say.
But that's what you wanted to do. You literally said you want your life to be getting shopping.
Just like, okay, dreams personified. And I just pray that I stay consistent.
That's the thing as well. Like, you know, you're saying that you feel good. Like, I guess it's the thing, even when you don't feel good, you just have to do it anyway.
You just have to do it. Yeah.
But you will. It's your destiny. Amen. Okay, guys, that's it for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed.
Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to all of our
audio listeners. Please don't forget to rate us 5 stars and leave a review. You know, don't be shy to do that.
Please send us DMs, send us messages like of what you'd like us to speak to.
Speak about.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Oh my god.
Speak about. I feel like this episode you've just been very giggly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's delirium.
But yeah, we'll catch you in the next episode. Please have a good week in between.
Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Years In Between and on TikTok at
Years In Between Pod.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.